Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Ayin Gimel. Trumas Ayin Gimel, and we are on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. We're in the sugyas of a Kohen finding out that he is a Chalal in the middle of his Avoda. So we spoke about that the Avoda is Kasher. We spoke about yesterday what happens if he's in the middle of the Avoda. He's after the Shechita, after the Kabbalah, after the Malika. What does he do? So we wrote a raya from the case of Mikvah. Case of Mikvah, and we ended up passing like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one that said, in the case of mikvah shenimdad v'nimsa chaser, there's cheskas tumah, the tumah wins. We said that the Gemara Nida Dav Beis calls that tarti l'reyusa. It's two for the negative. And you go by the cheskas tumah of the item, the chazakat hashta of the mikvah, which is chaser, put those together, and that's why we pass kintame. But Rabbi Akiva, the way that he said it to Rabbi Tarfon, was that, well, mikvah, what would you compare it to? It's more comparable to Balmum in our Mishnah than compared to Grusha. Balmum is a problem inherently in the item, unlike Ben Grusha, which is about parents did something wrong, and also it's a psul begufo, while a balmum is a psul begufo. I'm sorry, that was one. And number two, mikvah is psulo biyachid. One person can testify, and a balmum can testify. Be testified about by an eid echad, while al yuchich ben gerusha, yichus issues have a psul bezdin. So the Gemara says that there are three things that we learned from this. This brisa, Rabbi Yossi said one, that's what we ended off with yesterday. Zos omeres, if somebody is makriv, so then he's not pasul until Bezdin pronounces him pasul. Actually, pasul b'Bezdin, and one of the ways to understand that maskana was that answers the original question about Ir Miklat, about the Kohen Gadol that becomes a chalal. It's viewed as he is a Kohen Gadol until now, and it's as if he died, so those in the Ir Miklat can go free. So the Gemara continues now and says five lines from the bottom. Had to Amran. Also, we learn from here. Skip the next two words. Safig balmum avodaso. We switch it. Psula. A safig balmum. His avoda is pasul. Why? Meaning what? What if some mumin you know were for sure the person was born with? But what if there's a mum that you're not sure when it happened? So you're not sure if it happened before he started doing the avoda, after he started doing the avoda, in the middle. So from the comparison that Rabbi Akiva has, so we say Savig Balmum is going to be pasul. Why? Da'at midamile, because we compare the mikvah case. We skip the next eight words. Lebalmum she avodas obsula. We compare balmum and mikvah, and just like by mikvah we say that it is safek pasul. So to balmum. Pasul. The mikvah lo safek hu, is it mikvah is also a safek, and Rabbi Akiva says that we paskin lechumra, and we say it's still tameh. So too, the case of balmum, where we don't know, we say it is going to be tameh misafek. Good. And number three, the third idea we learn, Am Rabbi Chanina, Zosa Meres, we also learn, psul mishpacha tzarech bezdin. To pasul someone, to affect their yichus, tzarech bezdin, what needs a bezdin, a pronouncement, as the Brisa said, that you need a bezdin. It's not just based on a yachid. Interesting, they need a bezdin. It sounds like it's a tzibur type of halacha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Kisetze and Emes Liakov discusses that most of Sefer Dvarim are tzibur types of halachas. You have melech, especially the context of Shoftim Kisetze, you have melech and milchama. And ask Rabbi Yaakov, why all of a sudden do we have halachas of marriage in Kisetze? Who you're allowed to marry? Mamzer, Amon, Moav, Be'emes, Yishlonu La'ayin, Ma'in Yonim, Shokolti, Ne'ishus, V'nisun, B'sefer Dvarim, Halo Biarti, B'kama Mekom. Let's look in a few places. I've already explained that the Be'emes, Sefer Dvarim, who's Sefer Hanogia, La'melech, Ule, and Yonit Sibur. V'hainu, Shemoshe, Ba'amdo, Varvas, Moav, Verosh, who lo yikonis La'eret Yisrael. Moshe sees that he's not going to go into Eret Yisrael. Hechle, Lachzer, Lashanos, he decided to repeat all the halachas and the mitzvahs that relate to the tzibur. So what do you, mamzer, get, yibum, kiddushin, lechor mekomam u'besefer v'yikra? In the other halachas of Arayas, in all the halachas of Arayas, and achremos and kedoshim, put all the halachas of marriage. So what is it doing here? Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know what you see from here? Marriage is not a yachid type of halacha. Avol nira mizeh she'inyin hanisu and etzel b'nei Yisrael. Marriage eino inyin prati. Hanogea l'shnei atzadim u'mishpachtam bilvad. Marriage is not something that relates just to two studim. Elohu nogea l'kahal kulo. It relates to the whole kihila. Shal yedei nisuav nichnas habachru l'kahal Yisrael v'niyachelik mi'atzibur. Because now they become a family within the larger family of Klal Yisrael. Olachein, and that's why the unusual halacha, the chassin's in shul, nobody says tachrin. What is the, I don't even know the chassin. Right, we see the chassin, oh, there's a chassin in shul. You don't even know the chassim. Why do you not say tachnun? V'zeo atam. Why? Because it affects all. Shema chassim is probably beis haknesses. Oh, it's kolat zibur shetz lo b'turim lo mer tachnun. V'lo matzino din zeh ba'avel rachman al aslan. She'ena poderath atzibur machmaso shalo b'beis ha'avel. El mishum she simchas chassan einu rak simchaso ala simchas kolat zibur. A marriage in Yadus is not a private institution. It's something that affects the entire tzibur, and that is relating and similar to what we just say here, that you need a bezdin for psul to say there's a psul mishpacha. So there's the Shemin HaTov writes in one of his farm, Rabbi Weinberger, Young Yisrael of Williamsburg, who was nifter a number of summers ago. See, he writes there, there's a focus on mishpacha on Pesach. So why Dafka on Pesach is there such a focus on mishpacha, v'igav to Levincha, and the Dalet Banim? So he says, because we became B'nai Chorin. And part of the definition, halachically, the difference between a ben chorin and a eved ein lo chayis, says the Gemara. An eved doesn't have yichus. An eved kenani is not really related. Not really related because he's partly Jewish and therefore he doesn't have connection to his ancestors. So that's the point. We went from avadim to bnei chorin, and that's why we emphasize the mishpacha element to reflect that we are bnei chorin. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line here, Ayin Beis Mabes. V'kulam shayu truma b'tov piyam v'chulu. So we have the second part of our Mishnah. Back on Daf Ayin, the beginning of our Perek, Ha'isha Shehaisa. The first part of the Mishnah discussed three cases, and you found out after you ate that, you know, you're not a Kohen. An Isha, an Eved, and a Kohen that became a Chalal. Those are the three cases, and that was a Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. But then the second part of the Mishnah, v'kulam, by all of them, if you have truma in your mouth, machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer said to swallow it, Rabbi Yehoshua said to spit it out. So the Gemara is about to say, that v'kulam, is it going on all of the three cases that we had earlier in the Mishnah? Right, earlier in the Mishnah we had, again, Isha, Eved, Kohen, Chalal. Those three cases. So by all of them, we have the same machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, about whether you spit it out or you swallow it, or possibly only by some of them. And by some of them, everybody would agree to one side. So let's see. Says the Gemara, Amr, V'kulam Shaya Amr, Hayachum Abatok PM, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma pligin be'eved v'isha. This V'kulam is only going on in the first two cases. Eved v'isha. Because they had a Shas Heter, and now they can no longer eat Chuma. So in those cases, that's what you have a Machlokas, whether you swallow it or whether you spit it out. That's where there's a machlokas. Aval b'shards varam, but by the other case, the case of the coin that's found out to be a chalal. So really, in reality, he never had a shas kosher. For Rabbi Elazar modi, then even Rabbi Elazar would be moda. Then in that case, everybody would agree he spit it out. No, nobody says he would swallow it because he never had a shas heter. And Amar Shul Bar Rav Yitzchak Masisa Amar Kain. Rav Shul Bar Rav Yitzchak says that maybe this Rabbi Yochanan is proven by the Mishnah because what the Mishnah say later on, the end of our Mishnah. Right, the end of Daf Ayin Amal Aleph, at the end of our Mishnah, we have the case that's not argued on. Remember those cases that if you have Hekde, Tevel, and Meiser Risha, Meiser Sheni, or you find a bug, so what does that say? Oh no, Dashu Tevel, Oh Meiser Risha, Shalom Nitru, Maso, Meiser Sheni, Vekta Shalom Niftu. In all those cases, what does the Mishnah say? Spit it out. Falesser Belezer Palik, or Belezer is not arguing there. So it must be there, Belezer agrees to spit it out. So just like those cases never had a Shas Heter, so to a Kohen, who wasn't a Kohen, who was really a Chalo, never had a Shas Heter, Rabbi Eliezer would agree in those cases that you spit it out. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, and Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, who backed it up from the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, my time of Rabbi Eliezer, what would be the reason for, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says that in the case of Isha and Eved, those two cases, you swallow it. You swallow it. Only by the case of Kohen Shenim Sachalo, you spit it out. Why does he say to swallow it? Mishum Shehitzcha Beheter. Because once you started your Maisa Achila Beheter, so you are allowed to finish it. You're allowed to finish it Beheter. So that is the one extended Maisa Achila. Tani Rabbi Nassan Omer. Rabbi Nassan says, question is, how does this connect to the previous? So according to one day at least, Rabbi Nassan is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Rabbi Nassan Omer. Lo Shehayer Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishum Shehiskel Bo Beheter. That's not the reason. The reason Rabbi Eliezer is mati you to swallow it is not because Hiskel Beheter. El Shehayer Rabbi Eliezer Omer Halaus kebalua. Because once it's chewed in your mouth, it's as if it's swallowed already. So swallowing it isn't doing anything more than what you have already done. And therefore the Marafolda says, in this he has in two words, ulefize akulhu koi. If this is true, then it's going, it's not because of hiskel beheter. And then you would have a chilik of, oh, a kohen that became a that was nimsa chalal, he never had a shas heter. And it was just a mistake. No. According to this day of the Gemara, Rabbi Nasan, according to the Marafolda, he's arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. And really, Rabbi Eliezer would allow you to swallow it, even in the case of kohen, shenimsa chalal. Because once it's in the mouth, so then it's as if it's balua already, and therefore there is nothing to be lost by swallowing it, actually. Good. So now the Gemara says, according to that svar of Rabbi Nasan, af b'Shabbos kein, you'd say the same thing by Shabbos. What does that mean to say the same thing by Shabbos? So, major discussion. What does this mean? Af b'Shabbos kein. So if you look in the Ras Sirlio, he says, also on Shabbos, if you're eating something, probably this is, he says it because this is parallel to all the other lines we're about to have. If you're eating something that you thought it was mutter, but it's really usser, meaning Maisa Shabbos. Or we had cases earlier. Maisa Shabbos, in certain cases where a Jew cooks on Shabbos, so, or plucks something on Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos is Daraisa, so you're eating it, then you find out that it's Shabbos. So in that case, once you're eating it and you're ready to chew it, you can swallow it. So Af Shabbos kein, right? It's and the Rasilio says, it command to Amr, Maisa Shabbos Asur Midaraisa. You know, let's just read the whole line based on a parallel to that. Af Pesach kein, so to Pesach. Right, if you're eating something and you didn't realize that it was chametz, and now you are eating it, right? Once you chewed it, then you might as well swallow it. Af Yom Kippurim kein, Af Nazir kein, also by a Nazir. With wine in the mouth. Af benevelos kein, af betrefas kein. Also, nevela and trefa, again, we discussed not so long ago the relationship between nevela and trefa. We spoke it from Rav Chaim, that even though on the surface it seems like two separate isurim, nevela, an animal that died without shrita, and trefa, an animal that had shrita, but had a different problem. But, as the Chazal say, nevela and trefa can be mitzaref. And there are other eyes that really, it's really one shame isser. One shame isser, a trefa is a problem in the heter shrita. It's not a separate, external, a different problem. It's a problem in the heter shrita. Af b'shkatzim kein, af b'ramasim kein. Also, shkatzim and ramasim, the creepy crawlies. All of those, if I already have it in my mouth and I chewed it, according to Rabbi Nussin's pshat of Rabbi Eliezer, you could just swallow it. You could just swallow it because it is allowed because it's already lo'us, Kibalua. Laws Kibalua. There are other pshatim exactly what this means. Af b'Shabbos kein. You look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here and the Ma'ara Fulda. They assume that what does it mean? Laws Kibalua af b'Shabbos kein. If you're chewing it in your mouth, it's as if it's swallowed, and therefore you can walk outside with it, and there's no Isra of Hotzah. Af b'Shabbos kein, says the Ma'ara Fulda. Im lo is kegrogoris, havele kibalua. Ve'eno chayv emotzi'en befiv. You're not chayv if you have it in your mouth. The lo la'as, chayv achchosi'en befiv. If you didn't chew it, then it's going to be a problem. As it says in the Mishnah in Krisus. Ukinamugi la'bashas. If you look in the, and he quotes the Rash, talks about Paris Hanoshrin, Shamuksa, right? That's like the what the Ras Sildio said. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also gives that pshat, af b'Shabbos kein. Af linyan Shabbos amar kein, shim hotzi ochlin befiv, lo ka'avar a iser hotza'a. Kibalua hukfar. Just like if you ate something, it's in your stomach, you're not going to violate Hotzah b'Shabbos. So if it's in your mouth, it's already called balua. If you look in the Sefer Mechel Hamayim in the back, he does not think that the pshat of the Ma'ara Fulda holds water, and the Pnei Moshe, he says, the Mishnah says increases. So if you carry it out in your mouth, you're chayiv. So why demachshavaso mashvi le'makom? So, again, the Ma'ara Fulda already answered that. Ma'ara Fulda said, oh, maybe it depends if you chewed it or you just put it into your mouth. Maybe that could be a chilek. But the Mechal HaMayim says, maybe, just erase this line, this part of it. Yosenir limcho kachta af b'Shabbos kein, v'im nekayim agirsa, and if you're mekayim it, well, I have another pshat. Nefar shele'inyin sheyetze mizeh, yatza mizeh oneg Shabbos. V'lo chashev kemis'ane b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So, will you already yotze oneg if you chew it up? And then you spit it out. Is that ki'ilu is balua? So that's what he says the pshat is. That you already get oneg. You already enjoy yourself sometimes just by chewing it, even if you don't swallow it. So then that is good enough. Nazir hasn't come up in a while, but remember the machlokas we've shown him, whether a nazir is something positive or not. Machlokas, whether it's nazir is something that we should strive for, whether it's an ideal or not. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos is very clear, quoting the Chazals, that a nazir is a stopgap measure, that if somebody feels that they are going to one extreme, then you go to the other extreme in order to get back to the middle. But a Nazir is not a goel. Nazir is not a goel. And that's why the Rambam talks about the Shvil Hazav in the third parak of Hilchos Deos, where he says, Shema to Omer Adam, Hol Vataiva Vakavod Vakayotzi Bohen, Derech Ra'ahin, since Taiva and Kavod is Derech Ra. Umotzinas Adam in Olam, Efrosh Mehen Biyoser, maybe I'll separate from them totally. Vesrachik Lesana Achron, I'll go to the other side. Ache lo yochal baser, velo yishta yayin, velo yisi isha, I won't eat meat. Drink wine, get married, v'lo yeshe b'dira na'ah, v'lo yil bash ma'abash na'ah, I want to have nice clothes. No, I'll sit in sackcloth. Maybe somebody should say this, says the Rambam Gamzu, derech ra'ahi v'asr le'lichba. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want you to sit in sackcloth and be uncomfortable. Ha'mahalich b'derech zu, nikra chote. Harehu omer, b'nazir, and again, it's a machlokas tanoim and rishonim. Right, it's a machlokas tanoim, whether nazir is a good thing or not. The Rambam holds like, it's not a good thing. V'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh. Being a nazir is a chote. Amru chachamim, uma im nazir shalo pire shalom ena yayin sara kapara. If a nazir that only didn't drink wine, that's all he will tell himself from. He needs kapara, hamone atzmo mikol v'dover, alachas kama v'kama. So if somebody prevents himself from partaking of all other things, surely, alachas kama v'kama, lefichach, that it's a bad thing. Lefichach tzivu chachamim, shlo yimana adam atzmo ela midvarim, shemana hatara bilvad. Only withhold yourself from things that the Torah says to withhold yourself. Right? Don't add things. You don't have to add things. That's the Rambam. Nazir is not a good thing, the Rambam says. And that's why he called the Chote. What's Kadosh? Right, the Torah calls a Nazir a Kadosh? No, that's his hair. His hair is Kadosh, but he's not a Kadosh. And the Ramban, as we know, says, nah, the Ramban has a different shot. He says Kadosh because the Nazir called the Kadosh. Called the Kadosh. What's the Chote? What's the carbon chatas that a nazir brings? Unbelievable. Says the Ramban, it's a chatas that he's not staying and continuing to be a nazir. Maybe it's the only time we have a carbon chatas based on a future avera, unless it's on the decision. It's on the decision. V'tam achatas, says the Ramban, in the parshas Naso, by nazir. V'tam achatas sheyakrev anazir biyom alos yimei nizro. Lonis parish. Right, the carbon chatas, it's not explained. Right? Not explained. In the footnote, Rav Shavel quotes Rabbeinu Bachai, Ki lo matzinu b'chala Torah kula karbon, ki im alavon shekadam l'sha'avar. You always bring us a karbon, a chatas, on the sin that you did. V'zeh shekadam v'zocha la'asos ha'mitzvah, v'yakol yimei nizirus ha'kadosh, u'parish mitayvas ha'olam, v'yata b'yom alos yimei nizro, t'chayvenu Torah l'havi karbon, hinei zeh inyin nifla u'mechudash. This is something nifla. It's wondrous. He did a good thing, and now he has to bring a karbon. So what is it? So says the Ramban v'alderach ha'pshat. Interesting, he calls this pshat. Ki ha'isha zeh chote nafsho b'malos ha'nazirus. When he finishes the nazirus, that's the chet. Ki hu ata nazir b'kedusha so v'avodas Hashem. He is now on such a level. He is a nazir in kedusha. He wears the crown. V'roi sh'hayalo she'yazir la'olam. And it would be a good thing to be a nazir forever. V'yamod kol yamav nazir v'kadosh le'elokav. Kinyi sha'amar v'akim l'mineichem l'neviim u'mibachu rechem l'nazirim. Hishva oso akasav l'navi. A nazir is compared to a navi. Hinei utzara kapara b'shuvo lehitame b'tavas ha'olam. Unbelievable. Right? He has to bring a carbon for the decision to go back. To go back. Right, the Rabbeinu Bachai says, with all this wonderful idea of the Ramban, it's still a Chiddush. Because you never find a carbon ala asid. But again, that's my focus, Rambam and the Ramban, about Nazir. Again, each one of these can be discussed, Shkatzim Urmasim, and the like, but we'll continue and we'll see. Maybe we'll get back to some of these a little bit later, in terms of Yom Kippur and others. Okay, but first let's continue now. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hashochet behema umatza b'sheketz asur ba'achila. What's talking about other dvarma asurim to eat? So if somebody shechs an animal, and inside he finds a bug inside the lungs. You can't eat the bug. Asur ba'achila, you don't say it does not call the bug anymore. Maitaima behema bibehema. Again, some say the word sheketz here means an actual bug like I explained. Some mafarshim say it means something that looks like, that the fetus is shaped like a sheketz, as we'll see by Hashem later on also. But either way, you can't eat it. My time up, behema, bibehema, tochelu. Velo sheketz, right, and that's those two words are not next to each other, but in the pasuk in Dvarim Yudalit, it says, v'chol behema, my first is parasol, v'chulu, malaskir, ba behema, right? So we darshan putting those two words together in the same pasuk, tochelu. So a behema in a behema tochelu, velo sheketz be behema tochelu, right? And you can't eat a sheketz in a behema that you find, only a behema in a behema. As we're going to learn, even if the animal doesn't look like a kosher animal, you have a cow that's pregnant and you open it and it looks like a horse, that's still going to be kosher. It's still a behema. But sheketz is not. Amar Rabbi Yona, Raboshi Aboy, Ma Beina. What's the difference if you find this bug, this sheketz, either came from the outside or it looks like it, Ma Beina Levein Zizin Sheba Adashim, Li Tushim Sheba Klisin, Li Tolam Sheba Tarav Sheba Grogoris. What about you find these tiny little gnats in lentils, in dates, in figs? Why are those mutter? Taman says the Gemara. So it must be ones that you can actually see. Actually see. If you can't see, you need a microscope, then who knows if they're going to be significant anyway. But the Gemara seems to have known about them. So the Gemara has a line which we discussed already a couple of days ago. Taman begufeyon hein. Over there, you know what, those gnats in the lentils, they're begufeyon. They were germinated from within the fruit. That's where they were created from. And we spoke about this a couple of days ago. Or at least Rav Dessler would say, it looks as if they germinated from in within. But here, you know this bug came from outside. So therefore, it is not allowed to be eaten. It has the status of a bug. Weiter. The next lines, also about when you're allowed to eat something, not eat something. We know there's an Isser d'araisa of Achilas Dam. You're not allowed to eat blood. But fish blood is mutter mi d'araisa. Mi d'rabanan, if it looks like blood, you can't eat it. Because then, there's marasayin, it will look like regular blood. So hadin sira muryasa, this fish brine that has some fish blood in it. Achelo yatzlil, until you make it clear while it's still murky. Shari, then it's mutter to eat it, and the blood in there is mutter. Mita havit salil aser, but once it's clear, it's going to be aser. That's about blood of a fish. What about human blood? Dam shalakikar. If I take a bite of something and all of a sudden I see on the cookie that I just took a bite of, there's some red, there's some blood, you can't eat that because that's already nifrash, that's already separated from my mouth, and therefore gordov ochlo, you got to scrape it off. Vim haya mibein shinav, but if it was between my teeth, ochlo v'nachoshish. Right, if I have a cut in my mouth, there's no isser of swallowing some of that blood. It doesn't have the status of blood yet until it comes out. And therefore, ochlo, ve'ena choshesh, I won't have to worry about it. And there's no even marasayin, because it's in my mouth. It's in my mouth. Blood is the isser dam is a huge topic. There's some isseri dam that it's an isser kares. There's some isseri dam that it's an isser lav. It's all within the same isser of dam. And some dam is only mut asar drabanan. Good, next. The next few lines will go with the girsa of the rasilio. The Rasilio says, this is a brisa, Hachi Garsinan. You see on the left side of the Rasilio. Hazizin, v'bizbuzin, v'hagaz, v'higzin. All of these items, these types of little bugs that appear in fruit. Yachol, b'zvachem, b'pri. You might think they're usur when they are inside the fruit. Tamalomar sheketzheim, bizman shein bifnei atzman, v'lo bizman shein bipri. Only when they're alone, and not when they're in the fruit. Yochel afilu yatsu, you might v'chazru, you might think they're mutter, even if they went out of the fruit and they went back into the fruit. Tamalomar sheketzheim, it's still a sheketz, v'afilu yatsu v'chazru, even if it went out and it came back in, it's still a sheketz. So again, similar to the blood inside the mouth. When it's in the mouth and it didn't come out, yeah, it's mutter. Once it comes out, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. Weiter. Second to last line. Rav Chiya Barashi b'shem Rav, afilu yatsu, svas ochel v'chazru. Even if it just came out to the edge of the ochel, the bug came out to the edge of the ochel, harei elu asur v'chazru, harei elu asur, and that's already asur. It has the status of being out. Good. Abba, another, some halachas of kashrus. Again, a number of these gemaras appear in Maseches Chulin as well. Some are parallel, some are a little different. But we don't have time to parallel all of them. Abba bar Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hashochei behemo matzah b'chazir mutter b'achila. If I shecht an animal, a kosher animal, and inside I find a fetus that looks like a pig, looks like a pig's fetus, mutter. What's the rule? Maseches Bechoros hayotzei min atame tame hayotzei min atar tar. Whatever comes out of a tar animal is tar. The milk is tar. The babies are tar. So even though it looks like there's a mutation, it looks like a non kosher animal, it's still okay. That's the lashon of behema b'behema. Yona, but if it gives the appearance of a bird, even a kosher bird, a yona, aser b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it. My taima, why? Because of zeres hakasuv, behema b'behema tochelu, right? Like we had that before. That's not the two words next to each other in the pasuk, but in the same pasuk, you can eat an animal in an animal. V'lo oaf b'behema tochelu, but you can't eat something that's formed like a bird. V'lo sheketz b'behema, and you can't eat a fetus that looks like a sheketz, right? This is halacha l'maisa. This is a gzeras hakasav. The Meiri, if you look at the Meiri in Chulin, on that samach test, the Meiri summarizes these halachas. He says, kol shenimsa b'mei shchuta miminim shein bali parsa o prasos mutter. You shecht and cut open a kosher animal. Anything found inside, as long as it's a hooved animal, even if it's not kosher. Umikomako matzabod was yona oshar ofos. If I tell you that looks like a bird, avabishalo yatsu benotse elabar, even if only a skin, usser shari Torah amrakach, the Torah says, and then he quotes Batam and Meir of Amra, and then quotes Ari Yerushalmi, who says this, Beferish. And he quotes other Gaonim. We call like a pirshu gaonim shim haisa gufa behema veragleha karagliof. Do you go by the guf of the animal? Do you go by the legs of the animal? What if it has the guf of a behema and just the legs are like bird legs, chicken legs? Or shein la raglayim klal hova guf mimin bali parsa mutter. Maybe the ikar is the guf. You don't have to worry about the legs. Okay. We continue. Osha tom tom pish pish. The Mishnah said, if you're eating truma, and all of a sudden you taste a bed bug in the truma, also in your mouth, spit it out. That's not called even truma. Velo sof davar, adds the Gemara, davar pish pish, not only a pish pish, a bed bug, which is asur, ela kol davar shenafsho shaladam chatimimedu, even if you're just eating something and you find something disgusting, you taste something disgusting with the truma, right? Not usur, but just disgusting, that's also okay. The Rasilio. The Afila Lohavi Milsa de Isura. Even if it's not having usur, mutter liflot, you can spit it out. Mutter liflot atruma. The Avavisha Ma'abda, even though you're causing it to get lost and get ruined, de la mashcha ksiv behu, derech gedula. Because it says la mashcha, you have to eat truma. Except to get the truma. We know this is principle by Karbanos. But he says he's applying it to truma also. You have to eat it la mashcha in a royal way. And if you're forced to eat something disgusting, he does not eating it in a royal way. Okay. Next Mishnah. That was an exciting Mishnah that we had. All the different elements of realizing you're a Kohen, you're in the middle of eating, you're not a Kohen, middle of eating, you're married to a Kohen, not married to a Kohen. Amazing. Next Mishnah. Hayocha be'eshkol. So background, we know that before produce in the field has gemar malacha, which means you put it in a nice pile and you bring it into the house, Rias Pnei Abayas, there's no chiyuv of shumas ma'isrus. Meaning I could go and eat out in the field, I could pick some fruit and eat it in the field. That's the din, until you bring it into your house. But the Mishnayos and the Rambam quotes it, there are certain events that cause a kfila ma'isrus. Cause a kfila ma'isrus, meaning now the item is lumdus about it, but now the item is considered the eating that you would do would be considered chashuv, and therefore it would be aser. What are the six things? The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser, gimel, the echad mishisha dvarim kovela ma'isrus. One of six things. Ve'elohein habayis, you bring it into the house. Va'mekach, you buy or sell it. Va'ha'esh, you cook it. Va'melach, you salt it. Va'hatruma, your mafresh truma from it, even before the chiyuv. Va'hashabbos, and all of those. V'kulan ikoven el b'davar shenigvar malachto. Once it was Gmar Malach, and you bring any of these, that would be Koveya. So, now, says the Mishnah, we'll see how this relates to the previous. You're eating some fruit, you're eating some grapes, and then you went from the Gina, the garden outside, to the Chatzer. What's that? Chatzer is like house, is Koveya Lamaisris. So, you've been eating, and now you're continuing to eat. And now you moved into the chatzer. So remember we had in the previous Mishnah, right? Once you, Rabbi Elazar said, once it's in your mouth, you can swallow it. What does Rabbi Elazar say here? Yigmar, you can finish it. You can finish eating the eshkol in the chatzer. For Rabbi Yeshua, Omer lo Yigmar, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, gotta stop. You gotta stop. It went in. You go by right now. Chashen, it's not exactly the same. There it's one maisa achila. Here, it's just a continuation, and you're about to put, you could put more in your mouth. Chashecha b'leli Shabbos, Friday night, you're eating on Erev Shabbos, and then all of a sudden Shabbos comes and Shabbos koveya. So Rabbi Elazar Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Shua Omer, lo Yigmar. That is two. Next, Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maestras, the Mishnah before this in Maestras said that if you're eating figs, you could take fig, let's say you have a fig tree growing in your chatzer, so you can have one at a time. One or two at a time, you could eat. Once you put three together in your hands, then that's tziruf. It's already in the chatzer, but one at a time is okay. What if you have a cluster of grapes? What's called one? So gefet shi netuah b'chatzer, notol es kola eshkol, v'chein berima v'chein b'avatiach divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, you could take the whole eshkol. Even though by figs it's one, you could take all the grapes, even though each grape is separate. And all the rimonim, each seed in the rimonim, or the avatiach, each section of the melon, it's all one. That's Rabbi Tarfon. You can take it all as one. It is Okay, you don't have to take off one at a time. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Akiva argues. Not quoted here in the Gemara, but Rabbi Akiva argues. He says, "Megargero be'eshko upori berimon v'sofis lavatiach." You can take off every one separately. So Rabbi Zeira, b'chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. What's the svar? Why Rabbi Tarfon allows it? So the Gemara says one of two choices. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rabbi Tarfon is like Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Once you started, you could finish. So here, maybe by the Eshkol, once you take off the first grape, it's all looked like as one. Which again, it's not exactly the parallel, but that's maybe Rabbi Tarfon is like Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon, or Rabbi Tarfon holds, Oseh, Uksas ha'ochel ketchilaso. You say the end of the food is like the beginning. What does that mean? It means you look at it as one unit. It's not that once you started, you can continue, but the whole Eshkol, the whole cluster is viewed as one. The whole pomegranate is viewed as one. So two days. Rabbi Elul, Rabbi Yassi, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, similarly, or Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Eliezer, like that once you started, or Rabbi Tarfon, Osa Achila Achas, Sheish Bashtayim, B'shalosh Achilos, Kachila Achas. You view it all as one Achila. Right? It sounds very similar to the first day. The first day seems to focus on the food. Uksas Ha'ochal Ketchilasa, why this day focuses on the action. One Achila. Okay, that's so Rabbi Tarfon is like Rabbi Eliezer or a different Svara. Either once you started, you can continue, or it's looked at as one. My time is Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer going back to the case in the of Maisris? Why do you have not have to take off Maisris? He says Yigmar. Because you started off, you didn't get Beheter. Tani Rabbi Nassan Omer, just to finish, Rabbi Nassan has a different version of Rabbi Eliezer. Lo shamar Rebelezer Mishum Shehizchul Babaheter. It's Erev Shabbos, you're eating. What did our Mishnah say? Rebelezer says you can continue on Shabbos. No, that's not his Shita. Elash Rebelezer Omer Yamtin on Motzi Shabbos, or Chietzi Chutz Lechatzer V'Yigmar. Rabbi Nassan's view is that Rebelezer doesn't say that you could keep eating on Shabbos or in the Chatzer. It just means that Shabbos is not Koveya. But if you would eat it on Shabbos or in the Chatzer, that would be a problem. So you have to wait till after Shabbos. Wait till after Shabbos, or take it out of the Chatzer, and then eat it then. A different version of the Rebbe Lezer that we have in our Mishnah. Okay, we will stop here.